From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from RBC Wealth Management, where financial advisors aim to provide customized advice to bring their clients' ideas of performance to life. Learn more at rbcwealthmanagement.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Something for you by Igor Stravinsky. Three somethings, as a matter of fact. Tango, waltz, and ragtime. From A Soldier's Tale, played by the Northern Chamber Orchestra, led by Nicholas Ward on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. Coming up, we have chamber music from George Friedrich Handel, a trio sonata, plus the National Orchestra of France, and we'll hear Yo-Yo Ma with them in the first cello concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns, all just ahead of us. Thanks for stopping by, and hope you can stick around for more wonderful music. The Czech Philharmonic and conductor Sir Charles McHarris bring us our next offering from Czech composer Josef Suk and his masterpiece, which premiered in 1905. Next on KPR, we'll enjoy the Fantastic Scherzo. Music completed in 1905, one of the great musical achievements by Czech composer Josef Suk, his Fantastic Scherzo, played there by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Sir Charles McHarris, here on Kansas Public Radio. A minute now before 12:30, and stick around for the second half of the hour, which will bring us cellist Yo-Yo Ma and a beautiful cello concerto, the first ever written by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services, featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Here on the KU campus, sunny skies and 88 degrees. It's going to be quite warm today with temperatures in the mid-90s. And we have a wind advisory in effect for a few portions of the KPR listening area. We could get gusts between 30 and 45 miles an hour at times. Tonight should be clear, lows in the mid-60s, and a high of 79 tomorrow with a chance of showers. Here's a little chamber music from George Friedrich Handel, Trio Sonata No. 5. Violinist Diona Brown, cellist Dennis Vigay, and at harpsichord Nicholas Kramer for you next on KPR. Violinist Diona Brown, cellist Dennis Vigay, and Nicholas Kramer at harpsichord in Trio Sonata No. 5 in A Major by George Friedrich Handel on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:39 now, a little over 20 minutes until our next NPR News update, and more classical music until 3 this afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got much more still to come. Hope you can stay with us. So a couple of years ago, you bought a nice boat that you thought would be fun, but nowadays it's starting to feel like an anchor around your wallet. KPR's vehicle donation program can help. We'll take any donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate a boat, car, or motorcycle at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Time now to bring you the National Orchestra of France, and they've got a beautiful cello concerto by the 19th century's greatest French composer, Camille Saint-Saëns, something he wrote in 1872 that helped to cement his reputation in the French musical world, his first cello concerto in A minor. This is one of the personal favorites of The cellist who will hear performing it, Yo-Yo Ma, with the National Orchestra of France, under conductor Lauren Mazel, next on KPR. The National Orchestra of France, led by Lauren Mazel and cellist Yo-Yo Ma, with Cello Concerto No. 1 in A Minor by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost 1 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour, where we'll be joined by the Borodin Trio, and it'll be music by Brahms that they play. Piano Trio No. 3 by Brahms is coming up, as well as Respighi's Fountains of Rome. That and much more still to come on a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. An afternoon where it is currently 88 on the KU campus, a high of 93 today, with occasional winds from the southwest gusting up to between 30 and 45 miles an hour. Tonight should be clear, lows in the mid-60s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Children did not attend his sentencing. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options, designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's a tune by George Benjamin called Jamaican Rumba, with Isaac Stern and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music is in store for us. The Borodin Trio coming up later, and it'll be music by Brahms that they play, the Third Piano Trio, and that'll be followed by the Oslo Philharmonic, bringing us Otorino Respighi's Fountains of Rome. We've got that and a good deal more still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of it. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts, June 19th through 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Got a nice hot summer day at the moment that calls out for a summer piece. Here's the Bavarian Radio Symphony and conductor Charles Dutoit, and from French composer Arthur Honegger, they call this Pastorale d'été, or Summer Pastorale, here on KPR. Known as the Pastorale d'été, or Summer Pastorale, by French composer Arthur Honegger, played by the Bavarian Radio Symphony, conducted by Charles Dutoit on Kansas Public Radio. 1:16 is the time. Stay with us for the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra. They'll be along a bit later in the second half of the hour, bringing us Otorino Respighi's suite, The Fountains of Rome. That and much more still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. There is a wind advisory that's in effect for a few portions of the KPR listing area. That does include the cities of Lawrence and Emporia. Winds gusting from the southwest between 30 and occasional 45-mile-an-hour wind gusts today. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight should be clear, lows in the mid-60s, and looks like we have a chance of showers tomorrow with a high around 80. Certainly a nice summer day out there. What we'll listen to next is chamber music written by Johannes Brahms while he was taking a summer vacation in the Swiss Alps in 1886. We'll hear next Piano Trio No. 3 in C minor, played by the Borodin Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Chamber music by Johannes Brahms, composed in the summer of 1886. Piano Trio No. 3 in C minor, played here by the Borodin Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 1:41 now. Stay tuned for NPR News at the top of the hour, and classical music continues until 3. We're live. We're local. KPRA is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. And always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Classics by Request is powered by listeners every Friday morning and Saturday afternoon. Make your request for a favorite piece of classical music right now, which you can do by going to kansaspublicradio.org and click on Shows to find Classics by Request. And then join Destiny every Friday from 9 to noon and Saturday afternoons from 1 to 4 right here on Kansas Public Radio. On the KU campus right now, 91 degrees, with occasional 30 to 45 mile an hour wind gusts, a wind advisory in effect until 3 p.m. for portions of the KPR listening area, including the cities of Lawrence and Eudora. Tonight should be clear, lows in the mid-60s, a slight chance of showers. The Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra has our next performance. It's one of the three symphonic suites by Otto Rina Respighi that was dedicated to the subject of the city of Rome. In the 1920s, he wrote three such suites that were all about Roman festivals, Roman landscape and nature, as well as Roman architecture. What we'll hear is that particular suite, which pays homage to a different fountain in Rome's beautiful city, the Vale Giulia, the Triton, Trevi, and Villa Medici fountains. It's the Fountains of Rome. Maris Janssens leads the Oslo Philharmonic on KPR. From Otto Rina Respighi, one of his three great symphonic suites on the subject of the city of Rome, we listen to Fountains of Rome, played by the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Maris Janssens, right here on Kansas Public Radio.
The last
join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. John Williams leading the Boston Pops there, and a wonderful tune by Percy Grainger called Molly on the Shore on Kansas Public Radio, where there is now a bit more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson here for just a little while longer. Between now and 3 p.m., we've got coming up a few of Edvard Grieg's lyric pieces for piano and an arrangement for performance on recorder and guitar. And we've got from Alexander Glazunov a Finnish-inspired orchestral suite known as the Karelian Legend. That's a bit later as well, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're glad you could be with us today and hope you can stick around. Support for our classical music comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. Next, we bring you the London Philharmonic Orchestra. We've got something from composer Ralph Vaughan Williams, a symphonic impression that was created in 1907, a little tone poem that's meant to evoke the feelings of traveling through East Anglia's sometimes bleak fen landscape, England's eastern marshlands, which Vaughan Williams would wander through often as a young person. This is called In the Fen Country. Bernard Haitink and the London Philharmonic take it away on KPR. In 1907 English tone poem, music by Ray Vaughan Williams, we heard In the Fen Country, played by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Bernard Haitink, on Kansas Public Radio. 2:24 now, and in just about roughly 10 minutes' time, we'll have the Karelian Legend, a Finnish-inspired symphonic suite by Alexander Glazunov, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for joining us today on KPR. Support for classical music comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. And St. Joseph, Missouri, home to 14 area museums, 3 national historic trails, landmark architecture, and the Kansas City Chiefs Summer Training Camp. Details at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. We'll listen next on KPR to some of Edvard Grieg's lyric pieces. About 5 of those lyric pieces, these were a series of keyboard works, and we have a special arrangement for them next. They'll be performed on recorder and guitar by Michala Petri with guitarist and husband Lars Hannibal. Next on KPR. Recorder virtuoso Michala Petri and guitarist Lars Hannibal with a few arrangements, some special arrangements of 5 of Edvard Grieg's lyric pieces for piano here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:35 is the time, and at 3 p.m., we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening, you can catch a little more classical music between 7 and 9 p.m. If you enjoy the music on KPR and you want to tune in when you're away from your radio, download the free KPR app. You'll have access to classical, jazz, bluegrass, and the retro cocktail hour anywhere you go. Make KPR the soundtrack to your day with the KPR app, available for iOS and Android. On the KU campus, it is now 90 degrees. Our updated forecast shows a high today around 93. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow's going to cool off a little bit, partly sunny with highs around 79. We have a chance of showers as well for tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night looks mostly clear, with a low of about 59 and sunny with a high of 83 by Friday. We have next on KPR something by composer Alexander Glazunov, an orchestral suite that reflects Glazunov's long-standing affinity for Nordic and Finnish folk material. This is a suite composed in 1916 based on Finnish folklore. It's known as the Karelian Legend. And we'll listen to the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, conductor Igor Golovshin, next on KPR. That orchestral suite written in 1916 by Alexander Glazunov, his Karelian Legend. And we listen to the Moscow Symphony conducted by Igor Golovshin on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. and about time for me to step aside. I'm Jeff Watson, saying good afternoon to you. Thanks for being with me for classical music here on a Wednesday afternoon, as always, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Don't forget, though, you can catch a little more classical music tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for All Things Considered comes from University Press of Kansas, publisher of The Boundless Game by Tim Bascom, tracing how soccer connects people from the Midwest to the world. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.